Greece strikes a deal, which means something for Europe. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. A tech company with old-school Silicon Valley roots is slimming down just in time for summer. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise is selling the technology services division to competitor Computer Sciences. It's an $8.5 billion deal. HP Enterprise itself is one of the companies spun out of the old Hewlett-Packard. HP Enterprise now going to focus on selling data center hardware and software to big companies. Elsewhere in long-standing tech company news, Microsoft is cutting nearly 1,900 jobs in its mobile unit. Latest sign of struggles MS has had breaking into the smartphone market. Costco reports earnings later today. It is a time of big change and challenge for the warehouse retailer. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports on what's ahead.
Come June 20th, Costco will finally make the switch from American Express to Visa as its exclusive credit card provider. Customers don't have to do anything. New cards will come in the mail. David Schick is a retail analyst at Consumer Edge Research. He says there's bound to be a slight disruption in sales just because of confusion.
Anytime customers are used to doing something one way for a long time and that changes, that will have an impact to the short and even into the medium term.
Schick says the credit card situation will sort itself out. Costco's biggest concern is competition. The retailer makes most of its money from membership fees, which are expected to rise next year. Art Carden teaches economics at Samford University in Alabama. He doesn't think fees will have much of an impact.
For any retail, I think online is a bigger threat than relatively small increases in membership fees and things like that.
Carden should know. He canceled his Costco membership a few years ago. Now he orders his groceries online and gets them delivered. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Hi, David Brancaccio here. Thank you for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. We give you the context we think you need to understand what's happening in the economy and why it matters to you. Some context on us. We are a nonprofit service and rely on donations from our listeners to keep going. And we've just made special Let's Do the Numbers Pilsner glasses available to thank you for your support. Donate today at marketplace.org.
It may be a little hard to remember, but before the conflict in Syria, it was a popular destination for visitors, and not just for tourism. It was a hub for people learning Arabic, among the fastest-growing languages in the world. Syria isn't drawing all those students these days, but a startup is trying to keep the conversation going, all while giving jobs to Syrian refugees. Marketplace's Rima Kreis takes us there.
About once a week, Kelsey Norman fires up Skype on her laptop and dials Asala Razouk, a Syrian refugee living in the mountains of Lebanon. They talk about the weather, weekend plans, the trash piling up in Lebanon, all in Arabic. Razouk listens carefully to Norman's pronunciation and grammar, ready to give feedback. The two met through a startup called Netakellem. It pairs Syrian refugees with people who want to practice their Arabic. When Norman first heard about the service, she thought,
okay, great, this is a way for me to continue speaking with someone. I should get some lessons in.
Norman lives in Los Angeles and is a PhD student studying migration.
I spent a lot of time in the past 2 years interviewing refugees and migrants, and I know how difficult it is to find work.
She pays $15 an hour to chat in Arabic with Razouk and has done more than 20 sessions. So, any improvement?
I hope so. She'd be a better judge of that than me.
Yes, she is better.
Razouk fled Syria a couple of years ago, leaving behind her family and friends.
Everything in Syria, I miss it.
She misses her students and teaching middle school. She also has a degree in economics, but her resume doesn't really amount to much in Lebanon. Locking down a job is difficult.
Very difficult. I don't have any work before Netakellem because I am Syrian.
Now, she makes about $400 a month.
We clearly know that there's an impact. We have Syrians who are making a full-time salary or two or three times the minimum wage in places like Lebanon and Egypt.
Aline Sarah co-founded Netakellem last year after finishing graduate school. She's Lebanese-American and wanted to brush up on her own Arabic.
My grandma would tease me and say, you've been studying Arabic for so many years and you still speak with a broken accent.
But perfecting her accent is nothing compared to launching a business. She's had to battle stereotypes about Syrian refugees, deal with unpredictable internet and electricity in foreign countries, and, of course, raise money. Sarah says Netakellem has signed up roughly 30 Syrians around the world to work with dozens of students.
It's not us helping them because they're desperate refugees. It's us leveraging everything they have to offer.
Next, Sarah says she'll focus on building the startup on college campuses. Already, a couple of schools have signed on to pair their students with Netekalem's Syrian Conversation Partners. I'm Rima Krace for Marketplace.
In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.